How did?
No, that just about gets it.
Okay. Would you say, which sounds more comfortable to you if you're going to put thick at the end? The molasses?
Well, the molasses was thick.
Mm-hmm. And they, do they?
I think.
Okay. Now, which sounds better to you, R or is?
They're too thick.
Uh-huh. Okay. That sounds right to you. That's what.
And you know I'm an old molasses maker. Uh-huh. I've made up. Last year I made that. This year I'm not making.
Uh-huh. Now, how do you make molasses? Tell me about that.
Well, if you just go right over there, I'd show you. Uh-huh. I can't tell you.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you just grind that juice and boil it down.
Uh-huh. And then do you have to skim that?
Yeah, you have to do this. You have to take them skimmings off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you ever use the expression long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
If something isn't artificial, say this isn't artificial maple syrup, this is...
the real thing.
Or genuine. Yeah. And sugar, if sugar isn't sold in a package, if it's not sold in a package, you might say the sugar is sold in...
loose.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it bulk or bulk?
Well,
in bulks or in bulk?
No.
And if your wife is going to preserve some, you know, you might say she's making preserves, but this is something like preserves, something like jam. Put it on toast.
Well, she makes jelly and jam and preserves.
Yeah, that's right. That's I meant jelly is what I was getting at. They. And the two shakers at the table are called
salt and pepper shakers.
All right. And if this red fruit that grows in a tree, round red fruit, is a
apple.
All right. And you wanted one, you might say to someone,
"Give me apple." Thanks
yeah.
The apple.
Okay. And if we're talking about the center of a cherry, what would you call that?
Well, the. Kernel or seed? What do you call that?
All right. Now how about the center of a peach?
Peach seed, I believe you call that the seed.
Okay. You might call it the cherry a kernel?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And a peach that separates easily from the seed would be called a...
Well, darned if I know. Can't think right.
All right. Do you remember what they call what you call the one that doesn't separate?
Cling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever hear that called anything else besides a cling?
No, I don't believe I ever did.
Plum peach or a pressed peach or hard peach?
No.
Now the one that separates easily isn't a cling, but it's a.
Just can't get it.
Did you ever call it a clear seed or a clear stone or a free stone or a
free stone?
All right.
Yeah.
And the center of the apple is called the
core.
Now you mentioned about making dried apples. Do you ever call pieces of dried apples anything?
No, just dried apples.
And the
fruit, dried fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nuts that grow underground are called
peanuts.
Do you ever call them anything else?
Goobers.
Mm-hmm. And what other kinds of nuts grow in trees around here?
Well, there's hickory nuts and hazelnuts. Acorns.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
How about the kind that has a big green thing over it and then that falls away and then you have to get that?